Today, we have Imam Shahid Khamildin, who is part of Imam Group at the Claremont Main Road Mosque and is also a retired school teacher. Welcome to my show. How are you today?
Hi. And it's a little bit cold, but yeah, that is what it is today.
For those listeners who don't know, how can you explain what is Imam does?
An Imam does provide spiritual leadership, leads prayer in the mosque or at home, deliver Friday sermons, provides pastoral care, like officiating at weddings, funerals, name giving of newborn babies, visiting the sick and the elderly, similar to that of a reverend, pastor, or a bishop, you know, in terms of religious duties.
Okay, so it was Eid last week. How was your Eid?
Extraordinary in a sense that my wife and I was at homebound due to the lockdown rules and regulations. Yeah, so that was our Eid, not as in the past where we celebrated in the outside of our homes.
How was your Eid different with the lockdown?
Well, we missed the prayers in congregation, missed being able to wish family, and especially my grandchildren. You know, they are all part of my family, and missing them was a big void in our day. And gratitude and celebrate the day with our families, our extended families. But fortunately, with the new technology available, we video call and chat to each other. So that was some sort of a replacement for being in the presence of the family.
What are your thoughts on the coronavirus and the lockdown in general?
Well, first of all, Wakwamba, it is the preservation of life must be protected. And our response to this is that this virus is contagious and we have to abide by the rules and regulations given to us by our government. And I see it is our contribution to saving lives that we have to stay inside. And it must be taken very seriously, this virus, because it is an invisible threat to all of us. We cannot see it, we cannot feel it. It's only after a time that we find ourselves in a very ill health situation.
The president announced that on the 1st of June, places of worship may have gatherings of up to 50 people. What are your thoughts on that?
I want to inform the listeners that our mosque will be closed because, again, the preservation of life is what guides us. There is no way we have the capacity to ensure the safety of our congregants and our staff under these conditions. So safer for us to remain closed. But the other question also is that who will be allowed to enter into the mosque? The sanitation of, you know, protecting our congregants, the work and the monetary against it is huge, you know. So the best thing is rather safe than sorry, close the doors and let people pray at home.
What advice would you give to children, parents and healthcare workers during this time?
For parents, stay at home as much as you can. If need to be, to go out, wear a mask and sanitize your hands, remove your clothes and shoes after coming home back to your loved ones and dear ones, and take a shower. For the children, and it is a difficult task for our parents, especially in the townships, the sub-economic area, but please try to keep your children indoors, occupy them with activities like painting, like playing programs for them, even making exercise with them. You know, this is how we sort of entertain them, because it is very difficult out there for our children, you know.
Yeah, so what words of comfort can you give to our listeners during this difficult time?
That we must make our homes and in sanctuaries of comfort and worship to draw even closer to God. We must lose never hope in the compassion and wisdom of God, who alone knows the meaning of this test we are currently facing as humanity.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
My prayer is that we should become stronger after this pandemic as a nation. To the healthcare and frontline workers, may the Almighty keep them safe and bless them for their dedication and hard work.
Thank you so much, sir, for making time to chat with me. Have a great day further.
Thank you very much for allowing me to share the platform with you and to share with your listeners out there. And may God bless us all and safeguard all of us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.